All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we have a lot of very interesting Gemara ahead of us today. Let's begin. So we left off Pei Amud Beis. We left off Pei Amud Beis, and in Eretz Hashem, we're going to pick up two lines up from the bottom. So before we get started, we have sponsors for today's shir to thank. Three sponsors, Baruch Hashem, to thank Rabbi Larry and Mrs. Ziffer for dedicating the shir in the zchus of the upcoming bris this morning of their new grandson, born to Dovi and Atara Ziffer, b'shal tovu mitzlanchas, mazel tov, shevizocha l'achniso b'viso sh'ar mavinu, vizocha meretz Hashem l'achniso l'toro l'chopo l'masin tovu. Mazel tov, mazel tov. We'll say your shir also is dedicated this morning by Art and Sherry Miller in honor of their 52nd anniversary. Mazel tov, and yeshivizoche, meretz Hashem, ad mev esem shanim tovos. And all of our shiurim this week are dedicated by Aaron and Alana Weinberg in honor of Yonatan Weinberg's 7th anniversary of a complete refuah. Hodu l'Hashem, we wish little Yonatan and meretz Hashem incredible gizunt ad mev esem shanim tovos. Alright, so I'll say, and with that, all beautiful. So it says the Gemara, Matan Arba b'Matan Arba. So we left off two lines up from the bottom. So Matan Arba b'Matan Arba, Hachanamish.
Rachel sponsored today for the Earth site for her father.
What was?
Yeah, it was Benzion Ben Yisrael Shimon.
Sure. Also, the Levitan family dedicates the shir this morning, creation of the Earth site of Rachel's father, Benzion Ben Shimon. Ben Yisrael Shimon, we hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, Neshama will have an aliyah and the family in Nechama. Shkoyach. Alright, so let's begin. Umatan arba, b'matan arba. So remember again, we're trying to figure out the cases. We spent a lot of time yesterday focusing on the machlokis Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, specifically regarding waters of Para Aduma, into which you have foreign water mixed in. So the shail is, what is the impact of that foreign water on the mixture? So if you remember again, we're focusing a bit more on the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, and focusing there on the concept of yesh bila. Yesh bila, ein bila, ultimately again, when liquids are mixed with each other, do we assume that the mixture occurs uniformly, or ultimately again, do we say that the liquids remain separate and distinct? That is a fundamental machlokes, and now we're trying to read in. So remember, Rav Ashi was of the opinion that Rabbi Eliezer holds ein bila. So going in that particular approach, we're trying to figure out ultimately how to read into the other cases of the Braisa. So we're just going through all the cases. So we left off two lines up from the bottom. Matan Arba, today's daf is Pei Aleph 81. We're picking up on Pei Amud Beis 80b, two lines up from the bottom. So Matan Arba, B'matan Arba, we'll say if you have two different types of sacrificial blood mixed in with each other, right? So again, four application blood with four application blood that gets mixed in with each other. Hachanami shenis arvu arba ba'arba. So we'll say again, the easy way to explain that case would be that what? Even if you hold ein bila, when we say you make four blood applications, what it actually means is you make two sets of four blood applications, assuming there's four measures, for exactly two complete measures of blood. So if you end up doing two sets of four applications each, you'll end up using all of the blood. So even if you hold ein bila, we're confident that ultimately all the blood gets used up, and therefore some way, somehow, the correct application was made. Arba. What happens if four application blood was mixed in with one application blood? Top of Pei Aleph Amadav. So if you want to say that it's a case where ultimately again you have, let's say, exactly four measures of blood mixed in with one other measure of blood, if that's the case, if you remember when that case was mentioned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua said that you're going to potentially be over on Bal Tosif. So, hacha Bal Tosif mehecha. But I will say, how would you have Bal Tosif? Because according to this case in Rabbi Eliezer, you would make what? You would make five blood applications, four for one, one for the other, and therefore there's no Bal Tosif. Ella Amar Rava. So Rabbi will say, rather, Rabbi comes along and tries to reframe the machlokis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. What's the machlokes? So the Gemara says, Ela Amar Rava, Bebala lo pligi. In reality, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim do not disagree when it comes to Bala, when it comes to the concept of Bila. So what do they argue about? Ki pligi, bikosos. But so they argue in a case not where the bloods get mixed together, but where what? Where the cups of blood get mixed together. So we'll say, when I say cups of blood, meaning each different type of sacrificial blood is still in its own kli, the kalim themselves get mixed up. So each and every one of the sacrificial bloods is separate and distinct. They're in their own utensil. The problem is now, I don't know which utensil is which. The Rabbi Eliezer, Islay Rowan, Udrabon and Lesluram. So we'll say, now this is a throwback to what we saw already on Shabbos, which is about the concept of Rowan. What's the concept of Rowan, Rabbi Osei? If you remember again, Rowan was Rabbi Eliezer's shita, that halacha lemaisa, you could apply blood even in the wrong place, and it doesn't invalidate the carbon. Why not? Rowan means what, Rabbi Osei? We view it as what? We view it as water. This is Rabbi Eliezer's incredible shita, that halacha lemaisa, even an erroneous application, will not invalidate, because we don't view it as an erroneous application of sacrificial blood. Instead, we just look at it as an application of water. And if it's an application of water, by definition, it does not go ahead and take away the carbon. So therefore, again, so Rava comes along and says, the machlokis is not about bila. The machlokis is where you have multiple cups of sacrificial blood that get mixed up with each other. So the shaila is, can you apply them? Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, because you could say Rowan, any blood that ends up getting applied in the wrong place. We don't view it as an erroneous application of sacrificial blood. We just view it as water being applied. The Rabbanan less the Rowan. The Rabbanan will say, don't hold of Rowan. Now, if you don't hold of Rowan, then what do you do with sacrificial blood that gets mixed up? What do you do with it? Yishbach la'ama. You pour it out into the drain. Now, we'll say, we already saw, I know it's a little bit anticlimactic, but we already saw that. Well, we'll leave the halacha l'maisa in just a moment. So we'll say, so Rava says, this is the fundamental machlokes, where we get cups of blood that are mixed up, cups of blood which are mixed up with each other. Rabbi Eliezer says, you could still do the blood application, Rowan, we just view any wrong applications as if they're water. Rabbanan less lehu Rowan, they do not subscribe to the concept of Rowan, and therefore again, yishapach la'ama. Any time sacrificial blood, we'll say, this is the chachamim, kidarkam. We've seen the shita many times right throughout the Gemara. Any time you have a sacrificial mix-up, the chachamim always paskin that what? What do you do? Discard. If it's sacrificial parts, then ultimately burn it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. If it's blood, pour it down the drain. Wherever there's a mix-up, by the way, according to the Rabban, wherever there's a mix-up, even if what? Even if you know that it's rove, quote-unquote, kosher items, anytime there's a sacrificial mix-up, we discard the mixture. So the Gemara says, is that true that Rabbi Eliezer and the Chum don't disagree in the case of Baal with regard to Bila? That Tanya, Am Rabbi Huda, Lo Nechluku, Rabbi Eliezer, Vechachamim, Aldam Chatos, Shenis Arev, Bedam Ola Sheikrov, but yet again, so we have over here Rabbi Huda saying as follows, that Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim don't disagree on the case of Dam Chatos, that got mixed up with Dam Ola, that you offer it. That you offer it, that you could offer it on the Mizbeach. So that will say, that case, they agree. Berova, Vinirva, Shalo Yikrov. So we'll say, they also agree that what? They also agree. Now, by the way, if you look at Rashi for just a moment, it's Rashi of the first of the intermediate wide lines. Shiyakriv, Terabana Nami Les Lehu Roen, Umas Nisan Lav Rabbi Hudi. Now, we'll say, now here's what's very interesting. What did Rabbi Hudi just say? This is the moment where everything gets exciting. So now I will say, what did Rabbi Huda just say? Rabbi Huda just said that both the Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer agree that if you have Dam Chatos and Dam Ola that get mixed together, Sheyakriv, you could put it on the Mizbeach. Now I will say, remember again, let's go back. Let's do our halachas. We're talking now, by the way, I realized also as I was thinking about this yesterday, that we have to draw a very important distinction between bird offerings and animal offerings. Bird offerings, blood of the Ola is lemala michotas sikra, chatas is below. Animal offerings, it's the reverse. Ola is below chotas sikra, chatas is above. If you have blood of an Ola and chatas, they get mixed together. If the Bryce is telling me now, Rabbi is telling me now, that both Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon agree that you apply that blood, then what does that mean? So also, what are you doing when you're applying that blood? So by pashtos, you're taking part of it and you're applying it above, you're taking part of it, you're applying it below. So what does that tell you? that they subscribe to the concept, good. They subscribe to the concept, and everybody's disoriented because of the change, you know, the geography, you know. So, that tells you, Rowan, that meaning the only way to apply a mixture of sacrificial blood to the Mizbeach is if you subscribe to the concept of Rowan. Because what Rowan allows you to do is to apply a mixture of blood and to say, the blood that does not belong in the particular area of application, that blood is viewed as water. If you don't subscribe to the concept of Rowan, then you can't apply any mixture of blood to the Mizbeach. So the problem that we have is, Rava just said, the Rabbanon, Rabbi Eliezer holds of Rowan, the Rabbanon don't hold of Rowan. Rabbi Huda now comes along and says that both the Rabbanon and Rabbi Huda subscribe to the concept of Rowan, as seen by the fact that they allow you to do the application for the blood of the Ola and the blood of the Chatos. So the Gemara goes like, Berova Venirva, so it continues on in the Braisa, Berova Venirva, in a case where ultimately, again, you're dealing with an animal that either sodomized or was sodomized, Shelo Yikrov, so that animal cannot be offered. They both agree with that. So Aman Nechlaku, so we'll say, so what is the source of their machlokes? Al dam tmima shenis ari b'dam ba'al asmum. So both say their machlokes ultimately is in a case of where you have blood of a tamim animal, meaning a proper sacrificial animal, that got mixed together with the blood of a ba'al asmum. So we'll say, what happens in that case? Good morning, Mr. Schoenfeld. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yakriv Bain Bebalo Bain Bekosos. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you go ahead and you sacrifice it. Whether the liquids, meaning the actual blood, is mixed together, or whether it's just the question of the cups of blood being mixed up, the Chachamim say, Lo Yakriv. You do not go ahead and offer it up. So we'll say, let's look at Rashi for just a moment. It's the second of the intermediate lines. Rashi, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yakriv, Vafilo Lo Karav Echer Mehem, the darish mum bam lo yiratzu ba lachem be'ene. So we'll say, remember again, this is actually a throwback to something we learned last week, which is Rabbi Eliezer holds a very interesting shita, that a mum only disqualifies when, I guess some, it's the right way to say this, when it's extant, meaning when it's by itself, when it's clearly visible on its own. But when you have an item that is a bal mum, that is mixed in with other items, so the mum identity no longer remains. Therefore, Eliezer holds that if you have dam tamima that got mixed up with dam olas bal mum, or bal olas, dam balas mum, ultimately you could offer up the mixture. The Chachamim say you can't. Rabbi, so which the Gemara says, Rabbi Huda libet Rabbi Eliezer masni, bein mabalo bein mikosos. So we'll say, so obviously we have a machlokes over here between Rava and Rabbi Huda as to the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rava, the Chachamim and Rabbi Chachamim hold Rabbi Eliezer holds Rowan. Chachamim don't subscribe to Rowan. According to Rabbi Huda, both the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer subscribe to the concept of Rowan. To which the Gemara says, Rabbi Huda Ali but Rabbi Eliezer Masni beimivala beimikosos. So the Gemara says Rabbi Huda really holds according to Rabbi Eliezer, both in the case of balul, where the actual blood is mixed together, as well as in a case where the cups of blood gets mixed up together, the Rabbanon bekosos pligi, and in Rabbi Huda's model, so the Rabbanon will agree with Rabbi Eliezer in the case of balul, but will disagree in the case, ultimately, again, of kosos. Amar Abaye, lo shanu ela. So we'll say Abaye comes along and he says as follows. He says the machlokes is only in a case of what he calls Tchilas Chatos Va'ola. We'll say, look at Rashi for just a moment. This is now in the widest lines of Rashi, the second of the widest lines. Lo Shanu, Hach Plukta De Chatos Va'ola De Masnisin De La'el, De Amri Rabbani Yishapech La'ama. So we'll say, now comes along, Abayin says as follows. We have a machlokes. What's the machlokes? I have blood of an Ola, blood of a Chatos that gets mixed together. Okay, so let's just keep a simple case. Let's assume we're not talking about kosos right now, but the blood itself gets mixed together. Rabbi Eliezer holds that's what? What do? I do the blood applications because he subscribes to the concept of rowing. Did Rabbanon say, what do I do? Chacham say, what do? Pour it down the drain. Abaye now comes along to qualify that machlokes. Lo shanu ela, what he calls, tchilas chatos va'ola. So we'll say, tchilas chatos means the initial blood application of the chatos, and the Ola. And Rabbi says, now this goes back to what we said before. What does it mean, the initial blood application? Where is the chatos of an animal applied? lamala, above the red line. So Rabbi says, that's what the machlokes is. Because the Chachamim, Rabbi Elazar will say roin, Chacham will say, you have two different types of blood mixed together. There's no way to do a proper blood application because they don't subscribe to the concept of roin. And therefore what? Pour it down the drain. Now watch this. Aval sof chatas va'ola, divrei hakol makom ola makom shirayim. We'll say this is fascinating. So it says Abaye, but if we're dealing with sof chatas, now we'll say, what does sof chatas mean? Rashi says over here, in the widest lines, four lines, in shenis ar betchilas ola, shenis arvu shiyare chatas betchilas ola. So let's listen to this. What happens if shiyare chatas? Now what are shiyare chatas? What does that literally mean, shiyare chatas? The left arm. In other words, remember, you do zrika with a relatively small amount of blood. You don't need a lot of blood for zrika. So by definition, I would think there's almost always extra blood. What do you do with the extra blood of a chatos? Right. You pour it down by the yisod of the mizbeach. Remember again, there are two different drains in the mizbeach, in the Beis HaMikdash. There is what we call the ama, which is the major drain in what we call the azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. And then there is the yisod. There was a drain by the base of the mizbeach. So after you do the blood applications, you would then go ahead and place the blood down the drain by the mizbeach. So both say, this is fascinating. So comes along Abai and he says like this. The machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is in a case where you have the initial chatas and initial ola blood mixed together. Rabbi Eliezer says, do this, apply it. Chacham say, pour it down the drain. But, says Abaye, everyone would agree that if you're dealing with a case of what he calls sof chatas, we'll say sof chatas means I did the chatas application, now all I have is what? The shirayim. We'll say, what do you do with the shirayim of a chatas? You pour it by the yisur, by the base of the mizbeach. Where do you apply the blood of an ola? Where do you apply the blood? Below the chotas sikra. Now, both say, Abaye is making a major assumption, which is that putting something on the bottom of the mizbeach is the equivalent to pouring it down the drain by the mizbeach as well. Why? Because anything you apply by the bottom of the mizbeach will ultimately what? Seep down into the drain. So Abaye says something very novel. Abaye says, therefore, if you have a mixture between shiyare chatos, leftover chatos blood, and ola blood, everyone will agree that you're fine. Because what can you just do? What do you do with all that blood? Just put it below the chotas sikra. Just put it below the red line, and it's fine. That which is the ola and belongs there, belongs there. That which is the chatos and needs to go into the drain, well, what? Will make its way into the drain from there. Quite amazing. Avasov chatos va'ola, divrei hakol makom ola, makom shirayim. We'll agree about say that the makom ola, meaning the bottom of the mizbeach, which is the place for the ola blood application, is you could put the shirayim there as well. I was about to say, even though up until this point in time we always assume that shirayim goes where, right? Shirayim goes where? Shirayim goes down the drain by the base of the mizbeach. If you put the shirayim on the bottom part of the mizbeach, recognize that it'll trickle into the drain. That's okay as well. So Amar li Rav Yosef, no, hachi Amar Rav Yehuda, shirayim tzrichin itztiva. To which Rav Yosef comes along and he says, no, that's not true. Rav Yehuda explicitly says that shirayim requires the itztiva. And I will say, itztiva literally means what? A base. That refers, if you remember again, from our images of the Beis HaMikdash, so the Beis HaMikdash had a bottom base that protruded. The drain was part of that base. So Rav Yehuda says, no, shirayim cannot be applied on the bottom part, on the lower half of the mizbeach, shirayim has to be poured on the itztiva. So I will say, v'chir amar Reb Shimon lo shanu ela tchilas chatos va'ola. So I will say, Reb Shimon seems to echo Abaye's sentiment, or Abaye's idea. The machlokes of the chachamim is only when you have a mixture between real chatos blood, in other words, chatos blood that has not yet been applied to the mizbeach, and ola blood that has not been applied to the mizbeach. That's what the machlokes of the chachamim applies. Aval sof chatos, but if you have the shirayim of chatos blood, va'ola and ola blood together, divrei hakol makom ola makom shirayim. Everyone agrees that you could just pour all of the blood out on the lower half of the mizbeach, because again, even though shirayim goes down the drain, putting it on the lower half of the Mizbeach is good enough. Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'tin Rabbi Elazar, adayin hi machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's not true. There is a machlokes of Osei about what? About what to do with Shirayim blood. So both say, this is now very exciting. Because what's interesting on one hand is Abayi wanted to say, they don't argue in all cases that both Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim would agree that in the case you're dealing with Shirayim of Chatas blood, which have to go down at the base of the Mizbeach anyway, you don't have to put it directly on the base, you can just put it on the lower half of the Mizbeach, and therefore if you have a mixture of Shirayim Chatas blood with Ola blood, you're good to go, because you can just put it all on the lower half of the Mizbeach, which Rabbi Elazar now introduces us to a brand new machlokes. What's the brand new machlokes? Where do you have to place Shirayim blood? This becomes now the new machlokes. Sa'abaye and Rav Shimon seem to hold that what? Shirayim blood could be placed anywhere from below the red line all the way until where? All the way until the actual base of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Huda says, no, Shirayim Tzrichim Itztava. In order for Shirayim to be proper, you have to go ahead and place them on the actual base, by the drain of the Mizbeach. So we'll say fundamental machlokes about how to deal with Shirayim. Incredible. Master of Huna Bar Yehuda. So we'll say Huna Bar Yehuda raises a kasha. And he says as follows. Kodeshem, so we'll say the pasuk says, this is talking about by Bechor. Right, remember again, firstborn animal has sanctity, it belongs to the Kohen. So the Pasuk says, Kodeshim. So the Pasuk says that the Bechor is Kodesh. What does that teach me? Shibnis Arev, B'dam Kod Shemachirim. That if Bechor blood gets mixed together with other types of sacrificial blood, Yikrevu, they can be offered up on the Mizbeach. So what's the Gemara says, well, what's the case over here? What is the case? So the Gemara says, My love, Sof Ola U'Bechor. What's say, does this not refer to the case of Sof Ola, Shirayim of Ola, and a Bechor? So say, is that not the case that we're talking about over here? Look at Rash. Well, actually, not yet. Sof Ola and Bechor, Ushmamina, Makam Ola, Makam Shirayim. And Abba say, what do you see from here? You see from here that ultimately, again, the Makam of the Ola and Shirayim can be placed on the same place, which also means what? On the bottom part of the Mizbeach. So this will be a raya, ultimately, again, to what Abayu was saying before, to which the Gemara says, Ushmamina makam ola makam shirayim. No, not necessarily. Tchilas ola ubechar. Rabbi say, actually, can we be talking about the original shirayim blood of an ola. I'm sorry, the original blood of an ola and the blood of a bechar. Rabbi say, now here's the issue. Both ola and bechar are applied l'mata michotas sikra, below the red line. So if you're telling me now that these two types of blood got mixed together, so to tell me that they could be offered up, you'll excuse me, but there's no chiddush in that. Right? In other words, the blood's applied in the same place. What's the chiddush? Umay kamash balon, de'ein olin mevatlin zed zed. And we'll say, what would be the chiddush? The chiddush is that sacrificial blood does not negate each other. That's the chiddush, that halacha l'maaseh, again, sacrificial blood does not negate each other. Mivalakach midam ha'par midam ha'sa'ir nafka. We'll say one second. We learn out the idea that sacrificial blood does not negate each other from the pasuk that says lakach dam ha'par and dam ha'sa'ir. So we'll say, remember again, this is by Yom Kippur. The pasuk says that you mix together the dam ha'par and the dam ha'sa'ir. We'll say these are obviously from two different types of animals, two different types of sacrifices. Yet what do we see? When you mix them together, they do not go ahead and negate one another. Shabbos said, we already learned the concept of Ein Olos or Ein Olin's Mevatlin, Zed, Zed from here. To which the Gemara says, Tanaihi, it's Machlokes Tanaim, Ika Dinafka Lemihacha, V'Ika Dinafka Lemihacha. Right, Shabbos said, different opinions as to where everybody agrees to this concept, that Ein Olin Mevatlin, Zed, Zed, that different types of sacrificial blood do not negate one another. It's machlokes where you learn it from. Massive Rava, Rava raises the kasha. V'kriv b'nei Aaron es Adam, v'zarku es Adam. So the pasuk says that b'nei Aaron. This is also by Yom Kippur. The pasuk says that b'nei Aaron will go ahead. I'm sorry, this is not by Yom Kippur. This is Mimei Sefer Vayikra. The pesukim say that b'nei Aaron will take the blood and they will apply the blood. So it says the Gemara matam lomer amud beis pay off amud beis matam lomer dam. So we'll say, why does the pasuk have to say dam twice? Sheyachol ein li ella elu shenis arvu b'tmurasa. So we'll say, I might have thought that this halacha ultimately again of ein olin mevatlin zuedzu only applies to olos. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Tamulamar dam dam sheyachol ein li ella elu Yikrivu, sha'af im nisarvu mechayim yikrivu, minayin afil im nisar basham. So let's listen to this. So I might have thought that it's only olos, that ultimately if the blood gets mixed together, you can still offer it up. Because even when it comes to olos, shenis arva v'tmurasa, that if they get mixed together with their tamura animals, sha'af mechayim tikarev. Even if what? Even if we'll say when the animal is alive, if the old animal ends up getting mixed up with other olos, even with his own tamura, it's still offered up. So I understand in that case why, when his sacrificial blood gets mixed up, it will be offered up as well. Minayim the rabbos told the ushlamim, how do I know that even if the ola blood gets mixed together with the blood of a tod and shlamim, that you could still offer up this mixture? To which the Gemara says, Marba ani tod ushlamim sheba'im b'neder unedava kamosa. So I will include neder, Toda and Shlomim, because ultimately, again, they could come b'toras neder unedava. They could be brought as vow offerings or as gift offerings in the same way that an ola can. Minayin the rabbos as ha'asham. How do I know ultimately, again, to include an asham in this as well? And our Zabos say, that if what? That if halacha l'maisa, the blood of an asham gets mixed together with the blood of an ola, you could also offer it up. So marba ani as ha'asham, shetan matan dalid kimoso. Because I will say the Asham shares a similarity with the Ola, which is what? Four blood applications. Therefore, if the blood gets mixed together, ultimately you could offer it. Bechor, u'maiser, u'pesach minayin. How do I know that if the blood of the Ola gets mixed up together with the blood of a Bechor, Maiser, Karan, Pesach, that it could be offered up as well? Talmud Lomar, dam, dam. So ultimately, again, the Pasuk says dam, dam, to include all types of sacrificial blood. My love, sof Ola, u'bechor. Both say, are we not dealing with a case of where we're talking about the shirayim of the ola and the bechor? Ushmamina makam ola makam shirayim. And learn out from here that what? That the ola and shirayim can be placed in the same place. Which both say, remember again, we're still going back to that original statement that we saw in the name of Abaye, that literally shirayim could be placed where? Both say, could be placed where? On the bottom part of the mizbeach, not just on the actual yisod. To which the Gemara says, no, Tchilas Ola u'Bechor, we're not talking about Shiur, we're talking about Tchilas Ola and Bechor. Umay Kamashwan, so we'll say, I don't understand, but Tchilas Ola and Bechor, we'll say, what's the novelty here? What's the chiddush between Tchilas Ola and Bechor? We'll say, remember again, Bechor blood is placed where? Bechor is placed where? Below the red line. Ola is placed where? Below the red line. Right, so ultimately, again, what's the chiddush of telling me that if these bloods get mixed together, then halacha lemaisa again, you could apply them in the same place? Umay kamash walon de'ein olin mevatlin ze'ezeh. Both said the novelty is to teach me that sacrificial blood does not negate one another. Okay, so the Gemara says, I don't understand. Mivalakach midam ha'par midam asar nafka. But I don't understand. We learn out that concept. We'll say, there's a mefurish raya, the sacrificial blood does not negate. The one type of sacrificial blood does not negate the other type. We'll say, where do we learn that from? We learn that from, ultimately, again, Yom Kippur. Because what's happening on Yom Kippur? The Kohen Gadol is taking the Dam HaPar, the Dam HaSoyer, he's mixing it together and he's applying it. Now, we'll say, that mixture is taking place when? Taking place when? Before application. Now, if you hold that dam is mevatlin ze'edzeh, then what? Then what? Then the application should be invalid because he's never effectively doing zrika on the dam apar and dam asoyer. The fact that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur can mix the bloods together, ultimately, and still sprinkle it, and biyotze tells me that ain dam mevatlin ze'edzeh. So I already learned out that concept from Yom Kippur, to which the Gemara says, you're right, tinoihi. Everyone agrees with the concept. It's just a machlokis where you learn it out from. Tanoihi ika denafke lemehacha viika denafke lemehacha. Vahani tanoi mivalakach tampar midam asoyer lo yalfi. So we'll say, is that true? That ultimately, again, these tanoim who learn it out from malakach tampar lakatam asoyer, they don't learn out from an ultimate source. Kasavri in ma'arvin lekranos. But we'll say, ultimately, again, they hold that we do not mix bloods. Ultimately, again, they need to be applied on the corners of the mizbeach. Midam dam lo yalif. So why don't they learn out from dam dam? So the Gemara says dam dam lo mashmaluhu ela mikodeshem. My time lo yalfi. So why not learn out from the phrase of osai kodeshem that even once they're mixed together, ultimately again they still retain their sanctity. To which the Gemara says kasavri kodeshem Heim Kraven, Vein Tumurasa Kreva. I will say, because they say that teaches me that what Kodesh Heim means the Bechor itself is Kodesh, but the Tumura will not be offered up. V'idach, I will say the other opinion, Nafkelei, Me'im Shor Im Seh LaHashemu. But see, he'll learn out the same concept ultimately again from the Pasuk of Im Shor Im Seh. Hukarav Vein Tumurasa Kreva. Teaches me that only the actual carbon is offered up, but the Tumura of that carbon will not be offered up. Tashma. Nasan lemala volo nimlach. So remember again, going back to the Braisa, what happens if there was a mixture of the blood and the Kohen applied it, lemala, above the red line, volo nimlach, and he did so without asking a shaila as to what the correct course of action was. So what's the halacha? Elu v'elu modim, shiyachzer v'yitin lemato. Everyone agrees that what? He goes back and he does another blood application below the line. And ultimately, again, both applications will work. So we'll say, what's the case? My love, di'i arav chatos va'ola. Are we not talking about where what? There's a mixture of chatos and ola blood together. So now what happens? What's the case, Shabbos? I have a mixture of chatos and ola blood. I'm the Kohen. I didn't ask a shayla. I go ahead and I do the applications above. And then I do the applications below. So the Braisa says, the Braisa says that I'm Yotze. V'cheven di'yavle lamala havelu shirayim. Now watch this. Now once I do the applications above, so the applications above tells me that if there's chatos blood mixed in there, I have sufficiently discharged the obligation to do zrika on the chatos. Which means Rabbi say, what's left in that mixture? So again, watch this. So I have a mixture of chatos and ola blood together. I didn't ask the shayla. Instead, I went ahead and I did the application lamala michot asik. I did the application above the line. Now that I did the application above the line, we assume I did zrika on chatos blood. What's left in the mixture? Two things. Number one, shiyare chatos. I have shirayim from chatos blood. And number two, ola blood. So the Gemara says, havelu shirayim. Once I went and I did the application above, habelu shirayim, it's shirayim of chatos below, v'katoni elu v'elu modin, sheyachzer v'yitin lamato. What does the Raisi Rabbo say? After I did the application above the line, everyone agrees that what? I do the remainder of the application below the line. So what am I putting below the line, Rabbo say? I'm putting again ola blood and shiyare chatos. What do you see from here? Ushma mina, makam ola, makam shirayim. I'm a for shirai. What do you see from here? The Rabbo say that you could place shirayim not only on the base of the mizbeach, but you're permitted to put shirayim even where, even on the bottom part of the mizbeach. Kiyaser Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar. Rava, what's happening over here? Rabbo say, what's the case? They send Eretz Yisrael. Hakam Askinon kigon di'i arev chata sachitzona b'shirayim. Rabbo say the case over here is where what? Where ultimately again I have an outer chatos that is getting mixed together with shirayim. We'll say, if you look at Rashi for just a moment, this is Rashi right before the lines get wide, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up before the lines get wide. Hachamai askinam, reisha deplukta, lemat lechatchila kegon, di'i arev tchila chata sachitzona, b'shiyare chata sapnimis. Oh, we'll say, what's the case over here? The case over here is where I have an outer chatos that gets mixed together with the shirayim of an inner chatos. The inhu shirayim stama, hilchach nasan l'malav alo nimlach, din nimlach l'rabban en yishpach, davilu nisanim bifnim, v'shechazra v'nasan v'mechotz bekronos, v'arveshalobim komo, ava mechi nasan l'malav, havilu shirayim v'shirayim, ushneim b'yesod k'rabi shmol, da'amar zeh v'zeh, yisod ma'aravi, okrab shim. So we'll say, actually, we're going to see, this case, is going to be part of our next Mishnah, which hopefully will start today. So we'll say, what's the case? So if it's a different kind of case, this is where, ultimately again, the chatos, I have blood of chatos chitzona, that is getting mixed together with the shirayim of the chatos hapnimi. So the Gemara says, Amalei Abaye, b'neim amar kigon di arev b'shirayim. So why don't you just say, ultimately again, that it gets mixed together with the shirayim of the chatos hapnimi. Dilma hakamash malon, because Rabbo says it's coming to teach us that even according to Mandarma, who holds that Shirayim will pose a problem by the mixture, would agree that if somehow the blood, if you lose some of the blood, it doesn't compromise the mixture. But didn't we set up the case, Rabbo says, in yesterday's daf, did we not set up the case as follows? Beruba Elyonim, where ultimately, again, the majority of the blood there was majority of the type of blood that is applied lemala mechota sikra, which for our purposes would mean chatas blood. V'kayoyev lemala shir tachtonim v'od. And you applied the amount of blood above the chota sikra as the amount of blood of type of blood which would be applied below the red line, and then some. Thereby ensuring that you are definitely applying the right type of blood above the chota sikra. So the Gemara says, that works fine according to the opinion of Osei, who said originally in Bila, that liquids do not mix together uniformly. But ultimately, again, the way we reinterpreted it was to mean that the machlokes of those in the Chum is only dealing with the case of kosos, only dealing with a case where each blood was in its own separate kli. So both say, so just how do we paskin halacha lemais in all of this? So remember, there's a lot of stuff, there's a lot of information that is unfolding over this particular daf. So first of all, in the machlokes Rabbi Eli Ezra and the Chachamim, so we already know how we paskin. How do we paskin? Like the Chachamim. And this we've seen already multiple times, that any time you have a mixture, right, of sacrificial items, we always pass like the Chachamim, that we pour out the mixture. We saw this already, that if you have a mixture of invalid and valid sacrificial blood or sacrificial items, you pour it out down the Amma. And that is true even in a case where what? Where halacha lemaisa, even if it's not invalid, but you just have, let's say, a mixture between chatas blood and ola blood, we pass like the chachamim that we can't apply it. We can't apply that. Rather, again, we just simply pour it down the drain like the chachamim. That's how we pass halacha lemaisa. But I will say, what I do want to draw your attention to is how do we pass in halacha lemaisa with this really riveting shayla about what? About what? What do I do with shirayim? Right, what do you do with shirayim? Because of also we now see two very interesting shitos. Abaye seems to say that where can you place shirayim? You can place shirayim pretty much anywhere on the low, as long as you're below the red line of the mizbeach, you're good to go. Putting it below the red line on the lower half of the mizbeach is the equivalent of pouring it out by the base of the mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda said no. Rabbi Yehuda said shirayim tzrichin itztiva. You have to place shirayim by the base, by the jerk. So how do we pass it? Supposed to listen to this. This is really very interesting. So this is in... I brought the wrong thing. Okay, I didn't bring the Rambam with me. Fine. So the Rambam is... I just brought the Kesef Mishnah. Okay, so I'll tell you the Rambam. The Rambam is in Psuli HaMokdash in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph. So we'll say ultimately again. So it says, the Rambam writes, Kesef Mishnah quotes it, Afilu nisarvu shiyare chatas im dam ha'ola. So we'll say ultimately again, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam paskins that halacha lemaisa, so shirayim can't be placed on the lower half of the mizbeach. The Rambam paskins that shirayim is placed by the drain. The halacha is you can't. So again, therefore, which I will say is fine because we've already seen any cases of these mixtures. You're already pouring it down the drain anyway. So the Rambam paskins that halacha lemaisa, like Rabbi Yehuda, shirayim tzrichin itztiva. Shirayim cannot be put on the lower half of the mizbeach, but rather again must be applied by the drain of the mizbeach. All right, so let's begin the Mishnah. So hanitan bifnim. Let's just begin this today. Hanitan bifnim shenis arvu manitan bechutz. So we just made reference to this above. If you have blood that is normally applied inside the Beis HaMikdash, that what got mixed together with blood that is applied outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So what do I do with this combination, with this mixture? So yishpichu la'amo, pour it out into the drain. So this is the Shita Chachamim through and through. Anytime you have a mixture of sacrificial blood, pour it out. Nasan b'chutz v'chazra v'nasan b'fnim. So now watch this. What happens? So we'll say, first I'll take a look at Rashi for just a moment. What's the logic over here? Why is it that we pour the blood out into the drain? Rashi says, the less lon rowin, va'asra l'shanos be'elu mipneach sherin shal elu. So we'll say, so first of all, again, remember, the other piece, by the way, is that the Chachamim do not subscribe to the concept of rowin. Remember, what's rowin, we'll say? Just, this is very important just so to nail down. What's rowin? Rowan is, essentially tells us that you could always apply blood, even if it's being applied in the wrong place. Why? We view it like water. The Chachamim clearly do not subscribe to that idea. That's why they say anytime that you have a mixture of sacrificial blood, there's no way that you can't utilize it. You just have to pour it out. Say, for example, say in this case, where you have some blood that is normally applied inside the Beis HaMikdash, some blood that is applied outside of the Beis HaMikdash, ultimately, again, pour out the mixture, because they don't hold of Rowan. Nasan b'chutz v'chazer v'nasan mifnim. We'll say, what happens if halacha l'maisa, you went ahead and you applied, you in fact did an esina. You applied some of it inside, and then you applied some, I'm sorry, outside, and then some of it inside. So kasher, ultimately again, the carbon will be kasher. Bifnim v'chazer v'nasan b'chutz. So we'll say, the order of here is very important. If you did outside and then inside, it's kasher. If you did inside and then outside, bifnim v'chazer v'nasan b'chutz, Shabbos say, then Rabbi Akiva posel, chum makshirin. Rabbi Akiva says the carbon is posel, the chachamim will say it is kosher. Now Rashi says over here, Rabbi Akiva posel, Rashi says, bechitzon. The chachamim makshirin, bechol karbonas. Chum will say that it's kosher. Rabbi Akiva omer, kol dam shenichnesu lechaper, behechol posen. We'll say Rabbi Akiva says that any blood that is supposed to be offered up outside, but is brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, Shabbosai, is pasul. So Bikivas, again, any outside blood that is brought inside is automatically pasul. Chacham the Chacham say that's true, but only in a case of Chatas. Chacham om Chatas bilbad. Rabbi Eliezer Ma'afa Asher, but says it even applies to an Asham, Shneemar, ke Chatas uke Asham. So we'll say we'll stop over here for today, but we end off again with a very interesting machlokes. Now about mixtures of inside-outside blood. So again, apparently if you mix it together, we say pour it all out. But what if you didn't pour it all out? So everything depends on the order. If you first applied it outside, then inside, Chacham say it's kosher. If you applied it inside, then outside, Chacham say pasul. Rabbi Akiva says kosher, because the Chacham say once outside blood has been brought inside, it invalidates the sacrificial blood. We'll say to be continued tomorrow. Just a reminder, tomorrow is a legal holiday, or I should say a Sunday schedule. So Daf Yomi will Yiratz Hashem follow the 7:15 minyan at approximately 8 a.m. Shkayach and a Mazel Tov to Dovi and Atara Zif. I think Dovi left already. On the